This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Culture to politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to get serious about one question nobody seems to want to ask or to confront in any way about the current national agony concerning race and inequality. The question is, why now? No, I mean it. I know the George Floyd killing was a horrible thing, and it was a horrible thing to watch. And it was 9 minutes of video, and it was revolting and disgusting, and yes, evil. Got that. But why now this national hand-wringing and basically a reconsideration of our whole national experience based upon the situation of African-American people, when by any standard, there has been steady progress toward equality. There has been steady progress toward more prosperity, toward more choices. And certainly under President Trump, say what you will, but everyone needs to acknowledge that during the first 3 years of his administration, the first three quarters of his presidency, Black people were as much beneficiaries of the added prosperity and opportunity as anybody else. And that's exactly what he had promised during the campaign. This is not a defense of the way that Trump has handled things. There is no defense for the way Trump has handled things during the demonstrations, the peaceful demonstrations, and the violent and horrific riots. I was just sent something by a friend of ours, speaking of violent riots, just for a moment, which is some photographs, there are 20 of them, about what was done at Bellevue Square, where a couple of nights ago the rioters broke in, looted, broke virtually every pane of glass of stores that people use. I mean, this is a craziness. Why now? What is it about this moment? What is it about this moment of inequality or racism that is driving the country mad? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I'm also going to be speaking just a little while later this hour to Alex Berenson, who is one of the great skeptics and a very smart and well-informed skeptic who believes that the whole world has way overreacted to COVID-19, and that the fact that there is no kind of disastrous eruption of new cases after the lockdown has basically gone away is proof that the lockdown was an idiotic strategy to begin with. We will be speaking with Alex Berenson coming right up. We're also going to be speaking with Cal Thomas, a veteran religious conservative who has some suggestions of what President Trump should say on a big new speech, big new initiative regarding racial equality. Okay, let me just go back to this question that I raised just a moment ago about why now. And people can say, well, we were just fed up. The George Floyd killing was the last straw. That's what did it, because it was just the last straw. Let me mention a series of other killings, because people are. I mean, this is one of the things that Al Sharpton did yesterday in his eulogy. Very first part of his eulogy, he introduced the families of other people who had been killed in encounters with police officers. And you remember Freddie Gray, who was mentally ill and had been put in the back of a paddy wagon in Baltimore, and there were eight cops who were tried for his death. Four of those cops were Black. Philando Castile, also in Minnesota, Alton Sterling, Jamar Clark, also in Minnesota, that was 2015. Walter Scott in South Carolina, that was a guy who was running away. He was shot by a police officer. His name was Slager. Slager was convicted and got 20 years minimum in penitentiary. Tamar Rice, he was the 12-year-old with a toy gun who was shot in Milwaukee. Eric Harris in Tulsa. Trayvon Martin, of course, not killed by police, but still a very well-publicized and tragic death. Michael Brown in Ferguson. And Eric Garner in New York City. What do all those cases have in common? Well, they all have common of a black male victim, et cetera, et cetera. They all have in common, most of them, where police officers behaved, in some cases criminally, as was the case with Officer Slager and Walter Scott, and in some cases just irresponsibly. Okay. With all of that, you know what else they had in common? They all occurred under President Obama. That was all part of the Obama administration. Is that why we are having this huge breakdown now over this, as opposed to any of those prior incidents? It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Was it simply the fact that we had a African-American president who was actually very good at expressing sympathy and outrage when appropriate, and basically came, you'll recall, of course, everybody does. He came when they had the killing of the 9 people in a church basement in Charleston, South Carolina. President Obama came and he sang Amazing Grace and he mourned with people. Okay, aside from that, what is it under President Trump in a practical sense? I'm not talking about the way he comes across. I'm not talking about what he says. I'm not talking about what he tweets. There's no defense for a lot of that. Really, there's none. But in terms of the practical record, the impact on people's lives, if you take a look, they have here in this piece in the Associated Press about the economic racial gap. And they point out that the median income for black households, adjusted for inflation, rose 37% rose 37% during the period 1968 to 2018. And it rose dramatically under Donald J. Trump. And when it comes to jobs, the unemployment rate for African Americans has typically hovered around twice the rate for whites, but beginning last year, the record-breaking economic expansion that began in June 2009 had finally begun to pay off for African Americans. Their jobless rate dropped from 16.8% in March 2010 to an all-time low of 5.4% in August last year. Now, of course, with the pandemic, the unemployment rate for African Americans has now skyrocketed, but it has also skyrocketed for white people. So if you are talking about savage racial inequalities, what is it that has changed that has provoked this huge national reckoning? One of the stories we'll cover today is their HBO is even dropping Gone with the Wind. Yeah, Gone with the Wind, one of the great movies ever made. Of course it's a racist movie. And I agree it's a racist movie. But really, Cops, the TV show, canceled. All of this is going into our culture right now. There is one voice of sanity out there that I really believe we have to pay attention to, and I'm going to come back to it, which is Jason Riley, who's been a frequent guest on this show. Jason has a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, The Full Truth About Race and Policing. Honest to God, I think every American who wants to be informed has to read this piece. Jason deserves a Pulitzer Prize for commentary, for his courage and clarity in this crisis. He really does. I will get to what the full truth about race and policing is. And much more coming up on The MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
I think this is an interesting thing to ponder.
The Michael.
We'll be right back.
This is Michael Medved, and politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I was talking before on the Michael Medved Show of some of the unacknowledged progress that African American people have made in this great republic. And I'm not saying that this is something that was done for them. It wasn't done by President Bush. It wasn't done by President Trump. It wasn't done by President Obama. It was done by individual Americans with pluck and hard work. And actually trying to seize the American dream, not saying the American dream is really a nightmare, and demanding reparations. And one example of the progress that we're talking about, and maybe the most dramatic, has to do with education, which is just stunning. In 1968, 46% of African Americans never graduated from high school. Okay, 50 years later, that's down to 8% who never graduated from high school. Very comparable to the figure for white people. That's a huge change. The number of African Americans who actually go on to university has changed startlingly. Startlingly. And is now comparable to the percentage of white people who go on to college and university. The percentage who graduate is not comparable. And that's a different problem. But if you look at some of this progress, it's never acknowledged. It's always, we are back to the days of Jim Crow and slavery. And you know what? A lot of that noble work that Dr. King and so many other leaders of the civil rights movement did, which I write about, and I was inspired about. It's the last chapter of my book, God's Hand on America. And I do think it shows very strong providential elements changing this country for the better. In terms of voting participation, in two of the last three presidential elections, black people were more likely to vote, eligible black people, than white people. And you have record numbers of black people in every capacity. There's inspiring remarks that were given today by General George Brown, who becomes the Air Force Chief of Staff. He's proudly African-American. He was just confirmed unanimously by the U.S. Senate. The truth of the matter is, what we need to do is focus on some messages that put perspective on a great deal of what people are feeling right now. Like Jason Riley. He's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, which I mentioned moments ago. It's called The Full Truth About Race and Policing. Listen to this. He writes, Chicago has long been one of the nation's most dangerous big cities, and it seems determined to keep that distinction. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that 18 people were killed on one Sunday. That was May 31st. Making it the single most violent day in Chicago in 60 years. Over the full weekend, 25 people were killed in the city, with another 85 wounded by gunfire. None of these deaths, writes Jason Riley, who is, of course, African-American, or shootings involved police. So there will be no massive protests over them, no tearful commentary on cable news and social media, no white politicians wrapped in kente cloth taking a knee for photographers. That's Nancy Pelosi is referring to. The political left, with a great deal of assistance from mainstream media, has convinced many Americans that George Floyd's death in police custody is an everyday occurrence for black people in this country, and that racism permeates law enforcement. The reality is, he writes, that the carnage we witness in Chicago is what's typical. Law enforcement has next to nothing to do with black homicides, and the number of interactions between police and low-income blacks is driven by crime rates, not bias. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, which, by the way, is a Democratic liberal newspaper, there were 492 homicides in Chicago last year. How many of them involved police? Three. Okay, you're talking about a little bit more than one half of 1%. So long as blacks are committing more than half of all murders and robberies while making up only 13% of the national population, writes Jason Riley. And so long as almost all of their victims are their own neighbors, these communities will draw the lion's share of police attention. Defunding the police or making it easier to prosecute officers will only result in more lives lost in those neighborhoods that most need protecting. There's nothing wrong with having a debate about better policing, he writes, about better strategies, how to root out bad cops, the role of police unions, and so forth. But that conversation needs perspective and context, and the press rarely provides it. Yet the available evidence, writes Jason Riley, shows that police use of deadly force has plunged in recent decades, which I've also emphasized with you again and again. But it's the truth, including in big cities with large populations of low-income minorities. In the early 1970s, New York City police officers shot more than 300 people a year. By 2019, that number had fallen to 34. You go from 300 people a year to 34, that's a reduction of 90%. Part of the confusion, writes Riley, stems from attempts to equate any racial disparities with racism, which is as mistaken as equating age and gender disparities with systemic discrimination. Young people are incarcerated at higher rates than older people, and men draw more police attention than women. Is something fishy going on here? Or do such outcomes simply reflect the fact that young men are behind most violent crimes? When journalists break down police behavior by race, but don't do the same for criminal behavior, you're not getting the whole story. Reports about race and policing that omit relevant facts to push a predetermined narrative are not only misleading, but they're harmful. And he's right. They are deeply harmful, especially to blacks. We know from decades of experience that when police pull back, criminals gain the advantage, and black communities suffer both physically and economically. A common assumption among liberals is that the movement of inner city jobs out to the suburbs in the late 1960s is what led to the higher rates of crime, violence, and other social pathologies associated with ghetto life. But this gets the wrong order. The business flight took place after the rioting began, not before. Will history repeat itself? And then he concludes, the Walmart and Target stores in Chicago that were looted last week are two of the city's largest retailers. They employ a disproportionate number of low-skilled minority workers, and they haven't decided whether to reopen. If they don't, it could mean fewer jobs and higher prices for underserved minorities. And what does the demonstration mania mean for the COVID-19 crisis? Or is there even a COVID-19 crisis? We'll talk to Rebel reporter Alex Berenson coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top education officials across the country are preparing for the start of a new school year unlike any other. Speaking during a hearing today on Capitol Hill, Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn says there's going to be some challenges moving forward.
We must now consider the challenges ahead with reopening school. To be clear, this is complicated. Any decision we make has significant costs. No easy answers or one-size-fits-all solutions. What might be best for one is not for the other.
Homicides in Los Angeles have increased by 250% from last week, with a 56% jump in shootings. That's according to the Los Angeles Police Department. The statistics overlap the time period of violent protests in response to the death of George Floyd from the week of May 31st through June 6th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunicorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunicorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Michael Medved show. One of the things that we do try to do on this show whenever it is possible is to challenge conventional wisdom when maybe that conventional wisdom is flat out wrong or at least grossly exaggerated. Somebody who has made a career out of that, and it's quite a career, is Alex Berenson, who's been on the show a number of times before. He is the author of an indispensable book about the very real dangers of marijuana. And yes, there are real dangers of marijuana. It's called Tell Your Children, and it was a bestseller. And he now has a new book that is available on Amazon. He wants to get it into your hands. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's called Unreported Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns. Alex, thanks for talking to me. Now, let me begin by just serving up a nice fat cookie pitch right over the center of the plate for you to hit out of the park. Recently, the Imperial College in London, and we covered it on the air, announced the very good news that the lockdown strategy that has been followed around the world actually saved successfully 60 million Americans from getting COVID-19. And saved 500 million people worldwide. What's wrong with that study?
What's wrong with it? There are many things wrong with it, but one of the many things that are wrong is that they used a fatality rate estimate for COVID that is much higher than the real number. So they said that 3 million people were saved by lockdowns in Europe from COVID. And the only way you can get to that is if you assume essentially that everybody is infected and that 1 million of those people, and that 1% of those people in Europe will die. And the best estimates are that about one quarter of 1% of people who get COVID will die. And so they're off by a factor of four at best. Okay. This is assuming that the lockdowns work. It's assuming that they're not just slowing the spread. There's many, many other things wrong with this paper, but that's all you need to know when you read it to know that it's totally wrong. By By the way, they also said that Sweden also saved tens of thousands of lives with a lockdown. The only problem is Sweden didn't have a lockdown. So they're just making things up at this point.
Okay, but it is true that Sweden has a higher rates of both death and infection, apparently, than neighboring countries like Denmark and Norway. Right?
I'm sorry? Say that one more time.
Sweden has a higher rate, a higher rate of infection and of death from COVID-19 than its neighbors.
Than its neighbors, yes, but not than the rest of Europe. Okay, if you look at the big countries
right.
in Europe, Sweden is at the same level or lower. If you compare it to Finland and Norway and Denmark, it's higher. But what's very interesting is that the Norwegians have now said they think they should have followed the Swedish model. They think they panicked. So yes, Sweden has done worse than Norway or Finland, but it hasn't done worse than the countries that locked down really hard, such as the UK and France and Italy. And so again, the evidence that lockdowns actually do any good is very slim.
What do you think the right strategy should have been for the United States of America?
I think it should have been a lot closer to the Swedish strategy. I think that it's possible that in New York and the New York metro area, we should have probably had a temporary lockdown. Although I think you have to understand there's evidence that lockdowns make things worse at the worst possible time. In other words, if cases are starting to rise fast in New York City in March, as may have happened, okay, because there's a lot of international travel, and there's Purim, which is a Jewish religious festival, and so there's a lot of close contact in a very insular, Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox religious community, and the weather is not very good, and people are on the subway a lot. When you tell people that we're locking down, that this is really dangerous, some of those people may panic at that moment, and they wind up in the emergency room, or they wind up calling 911, where infected but asymptomatic or, lightly symptomatic EMS personnel give them the virus. So there is a case to be made, and I'm not saying it's proven, that lockdowns actually do the opposite of what we want them to do at the worst possible moment. So,
okay, Alex, do you see a chance for this second wave that
yes.
we've been warned about? Is
yeah,
that
there's
realistic fear?
Yes, it's a realistic fear. Yeah, I don't think it's very likely in the summer, but the coronavirus is a respiratory virus. Respiratory viruses don't do well in the summer. They do well in the winter. Could we have a second wave of the coronavirus in the winter? Yes. What do we call when the flu comes back? We don't call it the 108th wave of the flu. We call it flu season. We may have coronavirus season. We may be dealing with this thing for a couple of years. That does not mean that in November we're going to lock down again. It would be an insane thing to do, especially now that we know who gets sick and who dies from this. And that's why I decided to write this, because even though it looks right now, notwithstanding the fact that Texas has a couple hundred more people in the hospital than they did 3 weeks ago, it looks like this is basically done in the U.S. right now. Because it's summer, and this is a respiratory virus that doesn't do well in the summer. That does not mean we're not going to be dealing with it for a while, and we need to know that we can't do this again. We need to know who's infected. We need to know who dies, which is almost exclusively, much older people who are at the end of their lives, not totally, but a majority of the deaths are in those people. And we need to know that lockdowns don't really seem to work. And all those things have to play a role in our decisions going forward. So that's why I wrote this thing now, even though this is fading a little bit, because I think there could be a second.
Okay, but what about they're talking about resuming basketball? The NBA is going to return its season in July. Okay, but
absolutely.
They're not. Apparently, the NBA and Major League Baseball are not going to have crowds. There's not going to be.
I think that's a terrible idea. I think this notion that NASCAR came back, but NASCAR can't possibly, you know, it's so dangerous that you can't have fans in the outdoor stands of NASCAR, and the crews have to wear masks, and you know, nobody can get close to each other, and everybody has to be tested for this thing every week. It's ludicrous. These are a bunch of healthy 20 to 40 year old men. They're at very, very little risk from this. We need to stop pretending that this thing is, you know, what I used to call, or what I call sometimes, the Randall flag, which is the virus in the stand that kills 99% of the people who get it. It's the opposite. It kills 0.25% of the people who get it. 0.26%. That's the CDC estimate, not my estimate. So let's.
Would you send your own kids to a stadium event in Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
Next week.
I would go with my kids. We're not at any risk. I mean, we're at more risk of driving into the city and getting into a car accident. I got into a car accident with my children last year. We got T-boned. Somebody ran a stop sign. We almost rolled over. We didn't. Okay, fortunately. We were driving again the next day. It's life. And this is zero risk for children. I've said that many times. Zero, you know, zero is a slight, nothing is zero, but this is very, very close to zero risk for children. I would happily take them to a baseball game. I would send them to camp. I would send them to school. This is ludicrous.
Okay, one of the reasons I take seriously your insistence, and I'm agnostic on this, but your insistence that COVID-19 is not as great a threat is because you have been courageous and honest about marijuana being a very, very real threat to the way people grow up and develop in this country. We will be right back with more about getting rid of one crisis, which maybe we're moving away from the pandemic crisis, and how do we actually get away from this idea of a racial crisis? And why has the racial crisis been declared right now? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
The Michael Medved Show, I honestly am puzzled because the question for me is why now? In other words, does America have a history of inequality? Absolutely. Does America have a history, in fact, of what Al Sharpton called yesterday wickedness? Yes. I believe that slavery was wicked, and I believe that it did untold damage to its victims and also corrupted its perpetrators to a very, very great extent, to a devastating extent. It's a horrible, horrible system. Lincoln said it best, as he usually did, if slavery is not wrong, then nothing is wrong. But slavery was abolished heroically a very long time ago. And the progress of black Americans has been dramatic. The one area, and I want to acknowledge this, where you can say that African Americans and the numbers for African Americans have been moving in the wrong direction has nothing to do with crime, has nothing to do with the police, something to do with arrests or incarcerations. All of that has been positive in recent years. The one area where there's been a backward move was in home ownership. Okay, in 2000, black American home ownership reached its peak. That's, yes, it's under President Clinton. And it reached a peak of 47.3% of all blacks in America lived in homes they owned. Not housing projects, not apartments, not homeless. They were homeowners. It's almost half. This is, and then the financial collapse occurred in 2008. And under the last months of President Bush, after continuing to go up and up and up, after the last months of President Bush and the first years of President Obama, the home ownership retreated a great deal. It is now 41.2% instead of 47.3% of all black households live in housing that household owns. Okay, that is something that you can say, well, there, you see, things have gotten worse. It didn't get worse under Trump. It didn't get worse recently. It got worse in the first years of Barack Obama. So why right now? Let me go to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, thank you. You ask why you now, can. And I'll tell you that yes. I grew up in the 80s, and when I look at the number 2020 or 2021, it's like so far in the future back then. And yet, I still hear, you know, this country saying the first black to hold a particular job. I mean, that is crazy. Michael, when I take the train, you know, black people have been taking care of white people since 1776 or way before that. And I'll tell you that when I used to take the train to work, I see women my mother's age on their way to work to take care of older white women. You often mention Oprah and all this rich black people. They don't represent the population, how good we're doing. Those people you mentioned are entertainers who are entertaining white people and all people. I go to a ballpark. That's what I see in the stadium, whites. You know, Michael, you and I fight the same fight, which is a parallel fight, blacks and Jews. But you will never understand my problem because you fit in perfectly unless you go say that you're Jewish or you dress like you're Jewish. I can't evade racism, you know? So once this country
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but the question is, what has changed in, say, the last couple of years or the last couple of weeks to create this national idea of a crisis right now?
Michael, nobody knows. Nobody knows why everybody, whites, black, came to protest. I mean, this is God's doing. You know, Islam, blacks have been shot in Georgia. You know, all for the past couple of months before this incident, a lot of blacks have been dying. This one made news because of that video. I can't believe you cannot. You got to watch that video and understand.
No, I've watched it. It's horrible. It's horrible. And by the way, everybody, including the president of the United States, and I'm not President Trump's biggest fan, but he did right away condemn the killing. He mentioned George Floyd's name, and he said justice. He tweeted out justice for George Floyd. And the officers were fired the next day. They were fired within 24 hours of the crime. And they're now, the officer Chauvin is now being held on a $1 million bail and is facing the rest of his life in prison, which I think is appropriate.
Trump, nobody cares what President Trump said anymore. That man is a Roman. I think he has a rumination problem. And, you know, he said everything twice like Jimmy Two Time from Goodfellas. That man got issues. And he's gonna be out real soon. He's gonna be out real soon. And racism will go down once corporate America start letting educated black people. Once they start letting the door open so we can have leftovers for our children, houses and things, we barely miss.
Yeah, you don't think the doors are open right now for people with education and ability?
Doors are open, but once we are educated and we are ready for work, the doors are not open for promotion. That's the problem.
Okay.
The idea
of promotion, see, especially right now, Sid, and this is something that I not only believe, but I feel and see, there is so much eagerness on the part of white America, basically, to try to address this issue. That's why most of the people who have been protesting recently have not been black, they've been white. Because, again, I hope that your children and my children and grandchildren will not have to go through this perpetually, that we can address this problem. But you recognize that things are very different today. Discrimination is against the law, and it can lead to all kinds of negative consequences for people who arguably even discriminate. You acknowledge that there is a difference. Oh, say, you said you grew up in the 80s, even since the 1980s, a meaningful difference, don't you think?
Yes, somewhat, Michael, but apparently this age we live in, especially this time, we still cry in racism, we still cry in equality and things like that. So what you're saying does not equate, it does not, you know, equal to that. Look, we came up somewhat, but the doors are still cracked. We need the doors open, especially in the corporate world, so we could do for our kids just like you are doing for yours, Michael. That's all I want to
but
say.
See, you know, again, and I understand what you're saying. And I understand what you're saying you want. But honestly, I think this dream has come largely true. There are so many black corporations, so many black corporate people that you who are actually being very actively sought right now. I mean, I do think that there is change in the air. I was just mentioning before, and I'm going to get to it at a greater length, you know, that they dropped Gone with the Wind from HBO. They dropped the Cops show from Paramount. They're not going to be doing Cops show anymore, despite the fact it's very popular, because it's too positive to police. Do you think those are changes that are important to make?
No, I would say I don't want to defund the police. I don't want to,
Good.
What you say. So, but still, Michael, you have to understand, man. We black people, and you being a Jewish man, you know, fighting racism, you should really, really understand. It's just that you and I look different. You know, you are the doors are wide
open. Okay, but it's also the idea, and this is the one thing that you have to understand. One of the things that I have gotten into arguments about with my fellow Jewish people is don't play the victim card. We're not victims. Don't do that. Actually move forward. And that is my hope for my community, for your community, and for everyone in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With a lot of us.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.